Very good. Today, one week to number Christmas Eve, the time for Stina. That's on 24th, no? Yes, 24th, that day. Today, I was closely united with the Mother of God. I relieved her interior sentiments. In the evening, before the ceremony of the breaking of the water of wafer, I went into the chapel to break the wafer in spirit with my Lord, with my loved ones, and I asked the Mother of God for graces for them. My spirit was totally steeped in God. During midnight mass, on 24th night, can you come? Usually, are you free? Curfew. That's unfortunate. You cannot ask to 8 o'clock. Do you have the mass?
Yeah,
can you get 10? No.
No. Oh. Yeah,
okay. Can you come?
I'm far away.
Okay, in spirit. You can attend in spirit. During midnight mass, I saw the child Jesus in the host. And my spirit was immersed in him. Although he was a tiny child, his majesty penetrated my soul. Even, I think you're already on bed, no? Wake up a little bit. Meditate a little bit. I was permeated to the depth of my being by this mystery, this great abasement of the part of God, this inconceivable emptiness, emptying of himself. I'm not sure whether, you know, Saturn, he is the great angel. Before, he was an angel, right? I don't know, maybe... Bye-bye. Maybe by that time, maybe the angels foreseeing something that the Son of God will become man. So maybe for that kind of angels, those proud angels, they, how can we spiritual beings can become human being? Degraded ourselves, you know? Of course, God is creator. The angels, the highest degree of creature, and then human being. Lucifer, you know his name, is nearly the head of the angels. Maybe he thought, or maybe already foreseen already why the Son of God can become man. No way. I think this is proud, is pride, that he cannot follow this creator and become Satan, evil spirit. You know. These sentiments remained vividly alive in my soul all through the festive season. Oh, we shall never comprehend this great self-abasement of the part of God. The more I think of it, unfinishing thought. Not only debase himself into a baby, even into the host, the white host, the Son of God. Can you imagine? Even you won't be debase yourself. If you want to save a dog, you will become a dog, will you? You won't. And even not the dog. The dog's food. You become part of the dog's food. Can you imagine? Immense love from the Lord. One morning after Holy Communion, I heard this voice. I decided that you accompany me when I go to the sick. I answered that I was quite willing. But after a moment of reflection, I started wondering how I was going to do so. The sisters of the second floor of the second choir do not accompany the Blessed Sacrament. It is always the sister directress who go? I thought to myself, Jesus will find a way. There's always a way. Just as the Jesus and Mary and Joseph was trying to find a place in Bethlehem, and to know a way. Really, Joseph was very upset. Even some people with the look at them as because they're poor people. Really, Joseph was angry with those rich people. And then Mary hold his hand. Come. We will find a way. Don't worry. We don't know. It's faith. Nothing else. Shortly afterwards, Mother Raphael sent for me and said, Sister, you accompany the Lord Jesus when the priests go to visit the sick. Never happened. And all through the time of my probation, I carried the light, accompanied the Lord, and as a knight of Jesus, I always tried to greet myself with an iron belt, for it would not be proper to accompany the king in everyday dress. And I offer this modification for the sick. You know, it's not easy to with the ways, no? Something's itching all the time. He said he's a guard, he's a knight of the Lord. So he'll dress up with mortification, not with all the pains. But with this subject. Holy hour. During this hour, I tried to meditate on the Lord's passion. But my soul was filled with joy, and suddenly I saw the child Jesus. But His Majesty penetrated me to such an extent that I said, Jesus, you are so little. And yet I know that you are my Creator and Lord. And Jesus answered me, I am, and I keep company with you as a child to teach you humility and simplicity. Jesus come in the host. Simplicity, humility. Because the host, the priest can take to any place. He can even you put him to the kitchen. He's obedient. Of course, they never do it. But just leave it there. It's raining. Suddenly, it's raining and no umbrella. Just example for the feast of the end of the year of faith in the stadium. At 6 o'clock, start the rain. Fortunately, we just finished the finished mass. The part of time is giving Holy Communion. So every priest is already going to the covered place, no? And with the host, imagine, it's really wet. The host can be assumed with all the water. It can happen. Jesus, allow it to happen. He can miracle stop the rain, but let it be. I gathered all my sufferings and difficulties into a bank bouquet for Jesus for the day of a perpetual betrothal. Nothing was difficult for me. When I remembered, it was for my betrothed as proof of my love for him. Betrothed means his promise, a promise to the spiritual life, no? My silence for Jesus. I strove after great silence for Jesus. Amidst the greatest din, Jesus always found silence in my heart, although it sometimes cost me a lot. But what can be too great for Jesus, for him whom I love with all the strength of my heart? Today, Jesus said to me, I decided, you know, more profoundly the love that burns in my heart for souls. And you will understand this when you meditate upon my passion. Call upon my mercy on behalf of sinners. I decide that their salvation, when you say this prayer, if a contrite heart and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I'll give him the grace of conversion. This is the prayer. O blood and water, which gusts forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, that's the red, right? And the white, you know, I mean the Divine Mercy picture, not here, up. Look up, or look down. The white, the blood and the water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us, I trust in you. That's the prayer. So even you can memorize, at least you remember this tonight. I trust in you, Jesus, I trust in you, at least that's hard. During the last days of the carnival, when I was making a holy hour, I saw how the Lord Jesus suffered and he was being scourged. Oh, such an inconceivable agony. How terribly Jesus suffered during the scourging, that you can imagine. Even scourging already, we died of pain. Not to think about the kneeling of the hand and the leg. Just impossible. It's exactly an impossible mission. How terrible Jesus suffered during the scourging. Oh, poor sinners, on the day of judgment, how will you face Jesus whom you are now torturing so cruelly? His blood flowed to the ground, and in some places his flesh started to fall off. I saw a few bare bones on his back. The meek Jesus mourned softly and sighing. He suffered so much, you can imagine. Have you seen the film, The Passion?
Yes.
If she tries, you will faint. On one occasion, Jesus gave me to know how pleasing to him is the soul that faithfully keeps the rule. A soul will receive a greater reward of observing the rule than for penances and great mortifications. The latter will be rewarded also if they are undertaken over and above the rule, but they will not surpass the rule. Once during an adoration, the Lord demanded that I give myself up to him as an offering by bearing a certain suffering in atonement, not only for the sins of the world in general, but specifically for transgressions committed in this house. Immediately I said, "Very good, I'm ready." But Jesus came in to see what I was going to suffer, and in one moment the whole passion unfolded itself before my eyes. Firstly, my intention will not be recognized. There will be all kinds of suspicion and distrust, as well as various kinds of humiliations, adversities. I will not mention anything here. All these things stood before my soul's eye, like a dark storm from which lightning was ready to strike at any moment, waiting only for my consent. For a moment, my nature was frightened. Then suddenly, the dinner bell rang. I left the chapel, trembling and undecided. But the sacrifice was ever present before me, for I had neither decided to accept it, nor had I refused the Lord. I wanted to place myself completely in his will. If the Lord Jesus himself were to impose it on me, I was ready. But Jesus came in to know that I myself was to give my free consent and accept it with full consciousness, or else it will be meaningless. You have to say your yes also. She said, if you just give me, okay, no problem. But you ask me yes or no, then he hesitate. Willingly accept suffering. Its whole power was contained in my free act before God. But at the same time, Jesus gave me to understand that the decision was completely within my power. I could do it or not to do it. You can be kind to people or not to be kind to people. Yeah, we are invited, not obliged. And so I then answered immediately, Jesus, I accept everything that you wish to send me. I trust in your goodness. At that moment, I felt that by this act of, I glorified God greatly. But I armed myself with patience. As soon as I left the chapel, I encountered with reality. I don't want to describe the details, but there was as much of it as I was able to bear. I would not have been able to bear even one drop more. She didn't mention what happened. Maybe from his friends, humiliation, don't know. He didn't mention. I thought he'd say everything. His suffering, she didn't mention all things. One morning I heard these words in my soul. Go to Mother General and tell her that this thing displeases me in such a house. I can imagine what the thing was, Lord, the house in question. But I tell it to Mother General, although it cost me very much. So he didn't mention which place, which house. How can a Mother Superior knows everything? But Jesus was angry. In a religious house, something that way happened, this was not pleased. Once, I look upon myself a terrible temptation which one of our students in the house at Warsaw was going through. It was the temptation of suicide. For 7 days I suffered, and after 7 days, Jesus granted her the grace which was being asked, and then my suffering also ceased. It was a great suffering. I often take upon myself the torments of our students. Jesus permits me to do it, to do this, and so do my confessors. You can imagine some people have depression, no? And want to commit suicide. But no reason. But some can just want to die. And then she loved the student. And she accompanied her. And she offered her life. And she suffered for 7 days. My heart is a permanent dwelling place for Jesus. No one but Jesus has access to it. It is from Jesus that I derive strength to fight difficulties and oppositions. I want to be transformed into Jesus in order to be able to give myself completely to souls. Without Jesus, I would not get near to Jesus' souls because I know what I am of myself. I absorb God into myself in order to give him to souls. So, next week. What day?